Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Maybe we won't get any phone calls. But based on the post-ghost hunting analysis of Rachel and Keisha,
okay,
I have an idea. So you guys can just weigh in on whether or not you think we would get phone calls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If we put this question out there on the air. The last time we spoke was the wedding day.
Mm.
Then people just call and fill in the blanks. Would we get phone calls?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I have one of those.
What?
You do?
I was in a wedding and I have not spoken to the bride since her wedding day.
All right. Here's our phone number. 404-263-0941.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not spoken since the wedding day, we want to hear that story. Kelly Cheese, your first caller.
Yeah, no, my one of my former best friends, she's one of the first girls I met when I moved to Atlanta. We worked together at this tanning salon. I mean, we were inseparable for about 4 years. And she dated this guy the entire time that I'd known her. They were breaking up off and on. They lived together and move out. They were just a really toxic couple. And when you know it, they decided to get married. And all of us,
because that
just
fixes everything,
right? And all of us had that like friend intervention where like, you probably shouldn't do this unless you can go like a year without breaking up, maybe. But who am I to say if that's the way your relationship works and that's what you want to marry into? Then I'm your friend and I'll just be here for you. She asked me to be a bridesmaid. They did a destination wedding, so we paid for like all the dress and bachelorette party and all that on top of a destination wedding. She didn't take care of anything, like the reception rehearsal dinner thing we all paid for. Like, from the moment it started, I knew. I was like, this is not a good idea. Like, the week of the wedding, we all went down to Florida to hang out together, and all of us, including the bride and groom's family, were like having interventions with them up until
really?
The night before the wedding, saying, you probably shouldn't do this. And then the day of the wedding was a disaster. From like, the hair and makeup ladies would not work with us because the bride was such a mean girl, and she was
the word you wanted to use.
There's some good self-editing right
there. Yeah, nice. That's a good pause. But then, like, his grandparents had a beautiful condo they let us get ready in, and she came in screaming at them because she was 4 hours late, and everybody was sitting on the beach, and you've got 70-year-olds sitting in the sun. Like, we let them come upstairs back into the condo, and she flipped because they saw her in her dress. She was taking shots of tequila. She was hammered walking down the aisle.
Whoa.
I looked at her, and I brought a date down there with me, and he was like, I cannot believe what we're watching right now. This could be a book. This could be a movie. And I have not literally spoken one word to her since then. And they got divorced within like 6 months.
Shocker.
It was terrible. It was so terrible.
All right, 404. 263-0941. We'll look for others. That phone lines are lit up.
I wonder if you could put a price tag on that dumpster fire.
Oh, ugh, it was bad.
404-263-0941. We have not spoken since the wedding day. Those are the phone calls that we want to take, and we'll take them next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Who haven't you spoken to since the wedding day?
Well, it was a best friend of mine that I've had since I was younger. And she wasn't in my wedding. We had a smaller wedding. It was just my sisters who are my bridesmaids. And she showed up to my wedding with one of my other friends, and they had already been drinking that day.
Oh,
we had a barn wedding.
Yep.
And so we had our alcohol already laid out in the barn and what have you. And she found it in the barn and brought it and drank it during the ceremony.
Oh.
Wait, was she a bridesmaid or a guest?
She was a guest.
So you're looking out at all of your guests and she's like swigging from a liquor bottle?
I didn't even know about it until after the fact. I had my fiance's side of the family tell me about it, asked about her.
So she embarrassed you on your wedding day?
Yes.
And did you tell her you weren't going to talk to her anymore, or you just cut it off?
Well, I kind of talked to her a little bit after that, and then it came to a point where she's like, oh, yeah, let's meet up, let's do this, let's do that, and I was just like, no, it's not even worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like at that point in our friendship where it kind of petered out, and that was just the last straw with me. And finally, after she kept asking to hang out and didn't really get the hint that I wasn't really interested anymore, I sent her a message and was like, you know, we're kind of in different places in our life right now. This is the tipping point to our friendship, and I hope, you know, I wish you the best of luck, but I just don't see this going any further.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye, wow. Yeah. Sometimes you just outgrow friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Stacy in Atlanta, who have you not spoken to since the wedding day?
So I was friends with a girl starting freshman year of high school, and we were friends all the way up until our 20s. And I was in her wedding, and I have not spoken to her since the day I said goodbye to her at her wedding reception.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. Well, even, like, within a couple years, like, she had a baby, and that didn't really have anything to do with it. And I sent her a baby gift, and she sent me a thank you card. But I have not verbally spoken to her since the day she got married. I guess, I don't know.
Bizarre.
Life happens.
Yeah. That's just a weird one.
When you think about it, though, I mean, it is possible because you ask somebody to be a bridesmaid like a year before the wedding. Mm-hmm. Your life could change a lot in that year. So you could have somebody in your wedding that you're, I don't know, trying to help out. Hey, Sarah in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who have you not spoken to since the wedding day?
It was a coworker who asked me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding.
Okay.
And the wedding ended up not happening because the groom left the morning of.
Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, but there was a lot of signs that might have happened. It wasn't, the families weren't really supportive, and it was all just very strange.
Okay.
But it was too late. It was the day of the wedding, so they still basically kind of had a party during the reception because everything was paid for and they couldn't get their money back.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
But
take advantage of an open bar on a day like that. Go for it.
Yeah, pretty much. But my biggest issue was that she didn't return the wedding gift.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So you were so you haven't talked to her since then.
I haven't. We had already spent so much money for all the events leading up to the wedding, the dress, all this stuff that for a wedding that didn't happen, the least she could have done was returned the gift.
No kidding.
You know?
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that is
You're
rude.
You're welcome. Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.